The Pelicano trial is underway at the courthouse in downtown Los Angeles. That's right near where poet Lewis McAdams lives. McAdams writes little stories about living downtown. He calls them his close-to-home stories. Here's one about a particularly bad day.
After my baby dumped me with an early morning phone call, I went down to the street to collect my thoughts, and there was a dead body laying on its back on the curb. The corpse had to have been in his early 20s with shoulder-length hair and a thick beard, missing his shirt and shoes. He'd obviously jumped from the roof of the parking garage across the street. I wondered what he was looking at as he fell, the red and white neon of the Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet, or some hideous inner gods. There was yellow police tape festooned around him like it was his birthday party, and a half dozen bored cops waiting for an ambulance to take the body to the morgue. I wondered what sort of flower would be appropriate for today. I walked over to a place I know on the edge of the wholesale flower market that specializes in goofy arrangements. I went there once before, on my way out to LAX, to pick up my baby and her kids coming back from Kenya. I bought a bouquet in the shape of a puppy with white carnations for the eyes. Her daughter loved it, spotted it gleefully coming out of customs, took it from my hands, and carried it home. But that didn't seem right for today. Today seemed to call for one imperfect rose. By the time I got back to my place, the jumper was gone, the yellow tape had disappeared, and people were walking down the street oblivious to what had happened less than an hour before. I could never do anything like that, I said to myself reassuringly, remembering a conversation she and I had just had about suicide, promising each other we'd never do that to our kids. Besides, I thought to myself, that would be the end of everything. That would mean I'd never again have the chance to hold her and kiss away the tears of laughter from my baby's pale blue eyes.
A close-to-home story from poet Lewis McAdams. He's the author of Yann Winner in His Times, a biography of the founder of Rolling Stone magazine.